Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you on this new day in this new year. Show number 3026. And we keep counting. We always keep counting. Well, Friday we said out with the old, and today we're going to say in with the new. Let's start this new day, this new year, with prayer. For such a time as this, thank you, Lord, for giving me the brand new year ahead. Help me live the way I should as each new day I tread. Give me gentle wisdom that might help a friend. Give me strength and courage so a shoulder I might lend. The year ahead is empty. Help me fill it with good things. Each new day filled with joy and happiness it brings. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray for all of us as we enter into this new year. May we begin anew and fresh with your love in our hearts. May we have the gift of discernment and use it wisely, never turning our heads when we see evil, but protecting those who are innocent. Father, we thank you for all the many blessings you have given us. And for such a time as this, today, each day, each week, each year of my life, I pray that I will willingly walk the path you have set before me, and that I will always be in your will, Father. I pray for everyone who is listening that you will bless them this year. Father, we know not what tomorrow brings, but that's each and every day. But we know that you are with us always, each and every day. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friday, we were bringing in the new year, you know, talking about New Year's Eve, and now it's here. Today, we are 2 days into this new year. And there we go, counting again. What's next? Maybe most of you have already broke your resolutions. Maybe you should, you just don't make these anymore. At that point in your life, you don't make resolutions anymore. I still like to think I can improve myself, my habits, get better organized. What about you? For many of us, for many of you, Christmas is completely over. But for me, I still have one coming on the 7th and on the 14th. We just kind of delay it because of the large family when people can come in. So there's no need for me to put any diet on my resolution until after the fat of those 2 days, right? Let's look ahead, always looking ahead. We're good at putting things off, procrastinating, maybe even ignoring the things that need to be done. After all, that dust over there isn't hurting anyone, is it? Well, unless you have an allergy to dust. Excuse me. Did we learn anything in the past year? As we usher in a new year and make resolutions, and we hope to do better ourselves, did we learn anything from the past year? Why didn't we lose that weight? Why didn't we exercise more? Why didn't we save a few more bucks? Why didn't we go on a vacation? Why didn't we keep our resolutions? We obviously made mistakes along the way. That is only human. But did we learn from those mistakes? That's the beauty of life, you know, is to learn as you go. Resolutions should be made to not just better ourselves, but those around us. And it's not about making your life more complicated. It's about making your life simpler. When 2020 hit, we were all locked down. Remember that? Most of us knew that was a dumb idea to lock everybody down, but those on the left simply refused to learn from their mistakes or see the negatives of this bad decision and what it has done, the consequences, and how it has affected other people. In that year, my husband and I, because we couldn't go anywhere, we took the time to clean out closets. Oh, it was bad. There's more yet to be done even today, 2 years later, well, 3 years later now. In that, I actually organized all my sewing and craft projects. Many were started, I'm talking many were started, years ago, and never finished. Put away for one reason or another. For instance, I was knitting an afghan. Now, I am not a proficient knitter, and I always mark where I am in the pattern because I don't think I could pick it up and figure it out all by myself. But before I put it down, I mark what row I'm about to start and what the date is, so I'll not forget. On this afghan, it takes 7 rows to complete a pattern. It was in the year of our Lord, 1993, in April, that last I knitted on this particular afghan. That was in 2020. That year, I had a son graduating from high school in 1993. I had my number 2 son was graduating from high school. And I had my oldest son getting married. So we had the spring, we had graduations, we had bridal showers, we had all kinds of things going on. And it was the year of the flood in Missouri. You think, well, what's that? That's not a big deal. It was a huge deal. Roads were closed and broken. They weren't just closed. When the water receded, the road wasn't there. And my son, bless his little heart, was marrying a girl north of the river. So it was a big deal. Lots of things were going on. So I picked the project back up in 2020, and I made great progress with it. I didn't finish it, though. It still is not done. And I set it down. You know, I'm bad about not finishing projects. I always find new ones I want to start. Now, I usually finish the projects that are supposed to be gifts, although there was this year that I finished a gift that I started 30-some years ago. Okay, it wasn't that long. It was 20-some years ago. But I finished it. It was a baby blanket for my oldest grandchild. I gave it to her for her fourth grandchild. For her fourth child, I mean, my great-grandchild. And it was beautiful. I said this last year that I was going to make it the year that I started finishing projects. But this year, I'm going to make a physical list. I haven't done it yet. Hang it up where I can see it. Let it haunt me. And start marking, actually making and attacking the projects that need to be done. And marking them off one by one. From an afghan that's over a decade in the making to a recipe cabinet that needs cleaning and organizing desperately. Does anybody else have that? I mean, they are just piled up in there. I also found a lot of embroidery projects. Now, I started embroidering when I was a young girl because I was a tomboy. And my grandmother thought I needed to do girly things, and so she taught me how to embroidery. And I do enjoy embroidery. In fact, that's what the baby blanket was. It was an embroidery project. What stopped me on it wasn't the embroidery. It was the fact that I didn't know how to finish it around the edges. It was a quilted, already quilted. Anyway, it's a long story. But let's have 2023 truly be the year of finished projects. From losing a few pounds, getting healthier along the way, to cleaning up the clutter and finishing projects, to growing CSC Talk Radio so we can reach more Americans to encourage, educate, and activate. I always say it starts at home, and it's time. I followed my own advice and helped everyone bring America home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy New Year. Let's start 2023 out right. And we'll be right back.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, some things are just absurd. Friday, we read, after we got off the show, that the omnibus bill, you know, because our great president is taking a vacation in some remote tropical place. I don't know where it's at. So they flew the omnibus bill to him to sign. Climate change, really? Now, as I was studying for today, and I thought, you know, we always think about these New Year's resolutions. So I looked up, and these are supposed to be the 15 most popular New Year's resolutions. Get in shape. Yeah, I understand that one. Lose weight. Enjoy life more. Do the things you love. You know, I reached that point in my life about 6-7 years or more ago. I used to, I know, you're on Beth, you shouldn't do that. I used to enjoy sitting in the sun, laying out in the sun to try and get a suntan. I used to just really enjoy that. And I thought, you know, I don't care what I look like. I'm going to go do that again. And I do enjoy that. And the sun is good for me. It's good for my osteoporosis. It's good for me. Anyway, other things like my projects that I talked about. I enjoyed that. And there was a time in my life I was so busy that I put them all away. In such a fashion, they weren't even in the same places. They were everywhere. So now they're all in one area, I think. So, do the things you enjoy. Life is too short, my friends. Spend less and save more money.
spend more time with your family. Get organized. There they are. They looked in my recipe cabinet. When you come over the next time, I'm going to let you see that recipe cabinet, Rudy.
I'm not sure I want to.
Be careful when you open it. Learn something new. Now, that is something, you know, I have talked about learning a language. And I have another language. I know I still need to learn the English language, but a second language. I've always envied people that knew other languages. Travel more. Break. I thought this one was funny. This is telling on the times we are in. Break your smartphone addiction. Not your alcohol or your drug addiction or your sex addiction or anything like that. Break your smartphone addiction. Eat at home more. Drink less. Stop smoking. Reduce stress. Get more sleep. Now, this one I thought I have never, ever, ever heard anyone. I'm trying to figure out how it made the top 15. I've never heard anyone with this particular New Year's resolution. Floss regularly.
Oh, my God.
You mean you weren't? So what about... what about things like read your Bible more or read the Bible through this year? Just pick it up and read a chapter in the old and a chapter in the new. What about working on your prayer life or keeping a prayer journal? What about joining a charitable organization or volunteering yourself more? Where are those on this 15 list? How about helping a neighbor? You know, a lot of us have neighbors that we don't even know them anymore. We're so busy coming and going. What about helping a neighbor? Doing something kind for others. What do they call it when you pay the, when you're going through a fast food restaurant and you pay the guy's bill that's behind you or in front of you or whatever? Pay forward. Yeah. And then it continues because somebody's excited that you paid the bill for them until somebody says, I'm not doing it. And then the kindness stops. Henry Blackaby, when I was studying Experiencing God, he said, look around you and see where God is working and go there. Yeah, I probably didn't have the quote quite perfect. But do we look for God in all things around us? Do we see what's happening and think, I want to be a part of that? Or do we say, oh, that's nice, and walk on? This one I thought was a little more of depressing. And this is from American Greatness. I downloaded it over the weekend. Good riddance to a disappointing 2022. So we should have used this one on Friday when we were saying out with the old. He said, arguably, this is written by Theodore Roosevelt Mollick. Now, we've written several of his things, but he says, ring in 2023. It can't be much worse or disappoint more. And one by one, he mentions the things that he was disappointing in. He started disappointed in. Arguably, this last year was one of the worst in recent history. Really? Was it worse than 2020? It was an annus horribilis in so many ways. It was horrible, I guess he's trying to say. Terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. He says, with an economy faltering, elections turning out other than planned, and a series of scandals, censorship, FBI wrongdoings, and not to mention the continuation of the Wuhan deadly viral disease, no one should be sad to see December 31st fast approaching. Okay, so we're 2 days past that now. So should we even bother to look back? Should we just continue to look forward? He mentions his disappointments. One was the Phillies. I guess if you're a Philly fan, the end of the baseball year was a little disappointing for you, but they made it that far. Can't you look on the bright side? Look how far they made it. He said, lessons learned. Sport teams will disappoint you. Then he talks about the midterm elections, and he says the Republicans struggled just to eke out the ouster of the House Speaker of the lost Senate, and they lost the Senate. He said, fingers pointing were everywhere. But the fact remains, even when all the suppression of voting and fraud and rigging, the Republicans are down and left to fight with each other. And he says, Trump included. Lessons learned, politicians disappoint. Elon Musk. And he's talking about all that he's been divulging so far. He said, and the lesson learned is media disappoints. Then he talks about the SBF FTX, you know, the Ponzi scheme of the century. I guess that should have been one of the main stories of the year. He said, Ponzi schemes disappoint. He talks about economics. And he goes into what's happened with our 401ks and what the IRA is doing with bringing in $85,000 more employees. And he said, lessons learned, economics disappoint. Adolf Yee, what is up with your sick culture? On one side, we have a bunch of woke racists and BLM CRT ideologues who want to cancel everything that they disagree with. And on the other side, we have a rap artist who have gone mad, praising Hitler and loving Nazis. If culture is a reflection of where we are in society, God help us. The notion that we could discover or appreciate the good and the true and the beautiful has surely departed us. We are left with our empty souls degrading us in the complete discretization of what used to be Christendom, a Western civilization. Conclusion, culture disappoints. Oh, and then he says the Pelosis, and he talks about Nancy Pelosi and what happened with Botox Nancy's husband and blah, blah, blah. And he said, lessons learned, the elite disappoint. She's been disappointing to me for a long time. Didn't just do it in last year. Hunter and the big guy. Had lessons learned from all that. I'm not going to read it to you. You know what the story is. He said, Biden's disappoint. Rana and Mitt, the rhinos, disappoint. Talks about McConnell and Romney I lost her name, Cheney, and all those. Rhinos disappoint. Lord Fauci, he says, false science disappoints us. And he goes on and he tries to bring it back home, to bring up the new year. But you know, everything is going to disappoint you. You have to have the Lord in your heart to understand these things. You can't just allow. You can never put a human being on a pedestal. They're always going to disappoint you. Whether it's the perfect husband or the perfect wife, there is no such thing, or the perfect child. They're eventually going to disappoint you, do something that they shouldn't do. I do all the time. I don't mean to disappoint you, but I'm certain that I do. But we're all in this together. And it's time that we battle through those disappointments and looked above. Because only God does not disappoint. He is the only one with promises made and promises kept. The rest of us, we have issues there. But did we learn anything from 2022 that we can bring into 2023 and improve ourselves, our community, our families, and our nation? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Happy New Year, 2 days in, and we'll be right back. I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead.
Right now, you can save $100 off a four-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-495-3652. 800-495-3652. 800-495-3652. That's 800-495-3652.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy anniversary. Happy New Year. I don't know that if I've said it yet or not, but Happy New Year. I know that I've been reading things about resolutions and blah, blah, blah. And of course, we wouldn't be a talk show if we didn't talk about the top stories of last year. And when I asked Rudy to kind of help me find these, I asked him when I started reading through them, was this from some liberal news group, news media, because of the way they had worded things? And then we noticed, well, they left things out that were pretty big. So, starting out in January on the 26th, the liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, boy, that seems like a long time ago, announced his impending retirement. And then in February, the United States Army has said it will immediately discharge U.S. soldiers who refuse to get their COVID vaccine. Of course, we know later in the year that kind of backfired. And Florida in February, Florida's parental rights in education bill is poised to come into effect on July 1st following successful votes in the House and Senate.
That was the don't say gay bill.
Yeah, well, but it never said that in the bill. That was a made up, fraudulent, fake news thing. In May of 2022, Biden started his path to make it easier for refugees to from Afghanistan, because, you know, he had that big debacle there, to become U.S. citizens. And he put that before Congress. I don't know what actually happened to that. Said the United States Senate failed to codify. That's what made me think this has got to be a liberal. They failed to codify abortion laws into federal constitution. You know, changing the constitution isn't supposed to be that easy. And abortion isn't in the constitution. That's what made it a problem all along. It should be something that's decided by the states. Abortion was not removed. It was just removed from the authority of the federal government and put in the authority of the state governments. All right, Beth, we already heard all that. And, of course, all of us remember, and we just were on our pins and needles on the edge of our seats because Johnny Depp and another and Amber Heard continued their civil brawl in court. It's the most ridiculous thing I ever saw in my life.
More people were watching that court proceedings on Facebook than they would watch Biden when he came on to do something on the
Facebook
videos. Well,
they were a little more interesting.
Like, they had thousands of people watching.
We had just as many lies being said in the courtroom as we did in president. And it said that, of course, the Senate passed $400 billion aid to Ukraine. That was in May. Now we know, of course, they've done it again and again and again.
That was just a drop in the bucket.
That was just a beginning, yeah. Let's move on. I don't like what else. Oh, the baby formula was flown in from Europe because the weakest link in our food supply is Secretary Pete. In June of 22, assault weapons should be banned, Kamala Harris says. Why was that a big story? I mean, was that really, is that all they've got? All right. Speaker Pelosi considers legislative ban on the assault rifles.
They're after the assault rifles.
They're after,
again,
after your Second Amendment, for sure. Let's move on to July. Ketanji Brown Jackson, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, is sworn in as the Supreme Court Justice, even though she could not identify or define what a woman is. I mentioned this a while back. Why is it always define a woman? Why don't they define a man? Is that too graphic or something? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, Abbott says the Michigan baby formula plant has been reopened. Biden's directives on U.S. of bathrooms for transgender athletes blocked by the judge. It's like, I think we've gone insane in this country, and I think I would consider the year of 2022 the year of American insanity. Wouldn't you? Surely we can do better in 2023. I know we can if American Christians start standing up, doing and saying the right thing. Don't let them back you in a corner. Push back. It's okay to push back. Sources say Trump's home was searched by the FBI seeking presidential records. Of course, that was breaking news in August. Former U.S. Vice President Pence condemns Republicans attacking on the FBI for what they did. You know, I had somebody long ago, before that election, that 2020 election, they sat me down. I was speaking at a conference, and this person kind of captured me, literally, and kept me for quite a while telling me all they, I would say it was a QAnon person, but they were telling me things about Pence that I didn't want to believe. But henceforth, I believe he is a man with very little integrity. And I'm sorry to have to even say that. He was a vice president to a man who did great things. He likes to say the Trump-Pence administration. But I can tell you right now, Pence would not be. Oh, he might not tweet ugly things or say ugly things because he's putting on airs. Recently, I've been writing an article about the sirens of tyranny. You know, the sirens, you remember the stories of the sirens and the boats, the ships that went past, they would be lured by the song of the sirens and they would shipwreck and die. But evil doesn't come to you dressed in black and looking ugly. Evil comes to you dressed in beautiful, flowery words. And I would say that's the way I see Pence these days. Very fake. And they did not mention in September, in all that they have listed here, the Hurricane Ian that hit Florida. I mean, that was huge news. Huge, huge. And in October.
Well, you need to back up to September because they didn't have Queen Elizabeth's death on
there. Oh, they also, they also.
I had to add that in there.
You
when
did
I was,
add that on there.
Yeah,
okay, I like, didn't know that you added it. I know you told me that.
I don't know what.
Yesterday, they, but.
And actually, okay. No, that is, now that you think about it, do we even think about her death anymore? What's going on over there? On our radar here, it's like it was a blip, and now she was queen for 70 years?
I don't really like the red coats that much myself.
Don't think about them every day?
I don't think about the red coats every day. We got plenty of red coats here.
Okay.
All right. Jackson in October described her appointment as an inspiration among Americans as she embarks on her first term in the U.S. Supreme Court, even though she doesn't know what a woman is. You're not buying that story, are you? That she doesn't know what a woman is? This is all a ploy. It's a communist ploy. Migrants will be flown to Illinois and Delaware. That's another clue that this is from a liberal media because they are not migrants. Migrants are people from other countries that come here to do a job. For a specific job, and then they go back. Illegal aliens are the ones who cross the border without permission and stay here and hide within our country. And when they're captured, they're supposed to be sent back. The laws aren't broken. The people aren't enforcing them that should be. So I'm jumping through these because there's a whole bunch of them, and some of them aren't that much to me. Okay, in November, the missile lands off South Korean coast as North Korea fires 17 missiles. The flu cases in the United States, hospitals are at a high, the highest in decades. I mean, higher than 2020? Oh, come on now. Something had to be a lie. Either that one or the one before.
The pandemic is over. The COVID pandemic is over.
Are you sure? Well, it should be. You've had it twice. Donald Trump's Twitter account has been reinstated. So much news that means nothing to us. Oh, the avian flu. That's why the eggs are costing so much. You know, it's just ridiculous what we put up with. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Let's make 2023 a good year. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-761-3146. 800-761-3146. 800-761-3146. That's 800-761-3146.
Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno-150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno-150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno-150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help. And it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind. Nothing. All because of Immuno-150. Now check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno-150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy New Year to you. Let's make 2023 a time of self-improvement from inside, more so than the outside, although the outside is important. This is American New Year. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but it's by Christopher Flannery, and it was in the imprimis for 2022 in December. And he's a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. Rudy gets these, and he shared this with me, and I thought it was interesting, parts of it. New Year's Day is the morning of the year. Like the mornings of mere days, it inspires fresh hope. But on an immensely grander scale, each morning we wake after disappearing in sleep for a split second of eternity, surprised again to find ourselves still here, like strong coffee, the discoverer is rejuvenating. Then we reflect that we have once again successfully spun around the Earth's axis. And I'm skipping through all of that because he goes into all the numbers of how many miles we have traveled, not just in the night while we're sleeping, but during the time of a year as the Earth spins on its axis. So I'm going to skip all that. Often our New Year's resolutions are lighthearted, and usually the flesh being weak, they are fleeting. Before Valentine's Day, or even maybe before Epiphany, which is January 5th, that's coming up, we have slipped back into our old ways. You know, they say it takes, I don't remember how long, to create a habit in your life, but it only takes once to break it, and then it's gone. But he says these lighthearted resolutions reflect a deeper, more serious impulse. Inspired by the miracle of the new year, we sense anew, as Thomas Jefferson put it, that Almighty God hath created the mind free. That this freedom of the mind equips and therefore obliges us to seek the truth that we should be guided by.
that all nobility, all that is worthwhile in life, depends on finding this truth and living it, and failing to seek it with our own heart, mind, and soul is to let our lives slip through our fingers like water. Animated by something approaching such New Year's ambition, Benjamin Franklin once conceived the bold and arduous project of arriving at moral perfection. Like most of us, he thought he knew well enough that was right and wrong, and saw no reason why he shouldn't be able to always do the one and avoid the other. You know, it's kind of like Paul says, why do I do that which I choose not to and don't do what I choose to do, what I should do? Benjamin Franklin, he soon found that it was not as easy as he supposed it would be. On further reflection, it occurred to him that his effort to achieve perfection might even be what he laughingly called a kind of floppery of morals. Still, looking back on his efforts, he was confident that they had made him a better and happier man than otherwise he would have been. Resolution, in fact, was one of the virtues Franklin listed among a dozen others he inspired to acquire in his effort to achieve moral perfection. He defined resolution this way: resolve to perform what you ought, perform without fail what you resolve. It was precisely this that he found most hard to do. And failing at this, of course, he could not succeed in achieving temperance, justice, and moderation, or any other virtues he put on his aspirational list. Not even humility. Resolution seemed to be the key. In his epistle to the Romans, Paul described what Franklin experienced and what we annually experience with a New Year's resolution. The good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Shakespeare's Hamlet assessed the problem memorably from another angle, reflecting how the native hue of resolution is sickled o'er the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment, their current turns awry, and lose the name of action. I read a book once. I used to do that. I used to read more than I do now. I read articles and news. And this was a book to be more like Jesus. And I'm ashamed that I cannot remember the author. But he was writing about a missionary. And the missionary's goal was to be like Jesus, to be closer to Jesus, to think about Jesus every moment of every day, except when you're sleeping, of course. And he found himself, as he continued to strive for this resolution, this effort, that he'd gain a little bit, and then he'd lose, and then he'd gain. But at the end of the book, or the end of that story, is each time he spent a little more time with the Savior. And he became a little more like Jesus. How can we expect to be more like him if we don't spend time with him? So maybe in 2023, we should think about being more like Jesus. I think the title of the book was Just Like Jesus. And in the book, that's all it was about, was spending more time, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in Bible study, just thinking about looking at the sun and you think, there's our Lord. He put that up there. How did he do that? Oh, the wonders and the mystery of it all. I've got a son who wrote a song of that title. God has done so many miracles. You know, we all have times in our lives and each year, things that we would just as soon forget. But even those sad times or those angry times, we can learn from them. We can grow from them. We could either choose to stay there and be angry and bitter, or we can choose to move forward and share joy and love and be more like Jesus. If he came back today, do you think he would sit and rant and rave about the crucifixion and how they spit on him and how they did this and how they did that? Or would he stand there with open arms and say, come here, child. It's all okay. Because the victory is already won. He is victorious. To be more like Jesus. Maybe that's what we should say for 2023. So when I clean out that recipe cabinet, maybe I can think, you know, this is cleaning out the clutter in my heart, in my soul, and becoming more like Jesus. Maybe that's a strange analogy, but every time we do something or see something or witness something, let us see our Heavenly Father in it and run to it and be more like Jesus as we work to bring America home. Happy New Year.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.